morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to welcome, glad to have her back, Margaret Sontag.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
You're kind of a regular, and we appreciate that, Margaret.
Yeah, every time somebody needs something from BPW, they say, Margaret, will you go on the radio?
Yeah, they know you're the experienced person and do a great job. So we want to start off talking about scholarships. You know, the end of this school year is coming up really fast, and it's time. I know students are making their plans for next fall already, so you have some help.
Yes, we do. We're offering 4 scholarships this year. We have a $1,000 scholarship to a resident of Cass County to give financial aid to a man or a woman needing education to either re-enter the workforce or if you need additional education for your career, and or say you need, you know, your education's been interrupted by having a family, whatever. So it's a non-traditional. And this application must be submitted by April 1st. And actually, we are giving 2,000 scholarships this year in this area because we promoted the Exit 113 band for Valentine's Day. And we made enough money to give an extra $1,000 scholarship this year. So
I guess we have to say thank you to the community.
Yes, yes. We always thank the community because there's what keeps us going.
You bet. Well, that's great news. And, you know, $1,000, I know anymore schools are so expensive, but $1,000, that's a nice amount.
Yes, it is. It really helps them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have the $500 Collins Scholarship. And this is available to a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County. And it must be pursuing a degree in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. And the student may be of any age and attend a school full or part-time, but they just have those requirements.
So this could be somebody going to grad school, or perhaps there's just a special technical school they want to go to. Again, kind of open to a lot of possibilities.
Right. It's just that the degree is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And this is funded by Penny Collin. And the reason she does this is because she was one of the first women in the workforce that did a lot of things that weren't typically male or female.
Right. In the engineering, computers, sort of thing. Yeah.
And
great.
So she wants to give other women the opportunity to get in there. So
that one does require that you're female.
Yes, that one,
okay.
You must be female.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have a $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship. And Bev was a nurse at the Cass County Hospital and a very good member of BPW. She was very passionate about it. And so her memorial money and goes to a scholarship.
Now, can that be a man or woman as long as it's nursing?
It's a female student.
Okay.
This is a female resident also.
Okay.
And it has to be from Cass County.
Okay.
And so it's somebody that wants to re-enter the workforce or gain additional education. It's the non-traditional, like the one that we give. And then all three of those, the applications are due by April 1st.
And those are more local. I mean, this is sponsored by your local BPW group.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And you can contact Jolene Rocker at 712-249-7700 or email her at jolene.rocker@greatwesternbank.com for an application.
And I'm guessing if somebody knows Margaret, they could contact Margaret too, and you could pass the information on.
Sure, I can get a hold of Jolene for anybody they'd like. And then BPW Iowa is also awarding several $1,000 scholarships. And this is to a man or a woman who is a resident of Iowa. And it must be a non-traditional student also. And you must be a United States citizen, been out of the workforce, and need additional education, has completed high school 5 or more years ago, and now wants to resume their education and demonstrate financial need. So, and that one must be postmarked by March 18th, which is next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, that's coming right up.
So that's coming right up. So
yeah. Now, I'm going to go back to the nursing one. Can that be somebody just out of high school going into nursing, or are all of these non-traditional students?
That one is non-traditional. That was somebody who wants to re-enter the workforce.
Okay, but the nursing one?
The nursing one, yes.
Okay, so they're really, all of these you talked about are pretty much non-traditional students.
Yes.
And, you know, as you
said, really the only one that can go to a high school student is the Collins Scholarship.
Okay, Okay.
The rest of them are non-traditional. So.
And a great opportunity. I just think those are so wonderful because, you know, people's lives change. And to give people an opportunity with this kind of money, I just think is, you know, maybe somebody's 40 and wants to change careers or add to their career or whatever. And you go, okay, how am I going to go back to school? Well, you have a helping hand here.
You have a little opportunity. And that the one that we give is available to a man or a woman.
Yes.
And last year we did give one to a man. So he is now a member of RBPW.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah.
So we have a, because we give a membership to all our scholarship winners.
Oh, very nice.
To BPW for a year. So, yes, we do.
Very good. Yes. And all, well, some of those are just Cass County, but there's some that are more like the Shelby, Cass, Audubon. Yeah.
The Collins Scholarship is Cass, Shelby, and Audubon, and that's because Penny lived in Audubon County. She grew up by Brayton, and so she was kind of catering to the Exire School, which is now with Elkhorn, so that's Shelby County.
Yeah.
And then she included Cass County, too.
Yeah,
so
great. Yeah. So I think any questions to get clarified in those, they need to contact Jolene or you.
Right.
Or if they know another BPW member, go ahead and contact them, and they can pass.
Yeah, they can get you to the right person.
Right, right. But do it soon, especially the one for that's the Iowa BPW due next week, the 18th.
Yes.
And I'm guessing a lot of this is online. I mean, it's the Iowa, the BPW Iowa one, is that information
online? Yes, I think you can do that online. Contact Jolene and she can give you the information as to what website to go to to get that.
So
or
nice.
She could email something to you.
Right. Nice helping hand there for students wanting to go to school.
Right.
Okay, another thing coming up faster than I can hardly believe is the Spring Craft Show.
Yes, our Spring Craft Show is March 28th and it's from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Building. And we have about 30 tables sold so far. So if you would like to be a vendor, give either Becky Bonney at 254-0838 or Jackie Wickey at 243-4671. And if they don't answer, leave a message, and they can get you lined up with a table.
Are there any guidelines for vendors? I mean, are there any things that can't be sold, or is it pretty much open? Because I know... You used to, I think, have some things, but it's not open, right?
I think it's pretty much open now, because I know we have a Pampered Chef person. We usually have a Tupperware, and
so it could be home crafted things, or it could be another kind of business that wants to promote
or bakery goods.
Yeah,
or I think we have a hypnotist that's coming back again.
Oh, really?
He's been really popular.
Yeah,
woodworking, things like that. So
so
and of course the homemade pies at the. We have lunch. We serve lunch. Sloppy Joe's, Sloppy Dogs.
Potato salad.
Homemade pies.
And people, you know, you could come and take your lunch home with you if you're, you know, can't go to the whole show. Come and get your lunch.
Sure, that would be fine. We have to-go containers, so that would be good. So.
Very good. Or if you want to take home an extra piece of pie.
Yeah. And with all the money that we make from this and, like, the band, besides the scholarships, we also... donated to the Chamber of Commerce. We do several things there. Fridley Theaters, Coke Museum, Kiwanis Builder Club, Friends of the Public Library, Fire Department, Community Meals, and Iowa Western Community College for scholarships, too. So we help out in the community a lot besides the scholarships.
And it's not just money. I see BPW members out there working at a lot of different events. So, you know, the money's great, but the person power is also really
important. That's right. Yes, you can see our green shirts.
Yes. Very good. And, you know, and that just, again, it's a very community-minded group. Yeah.
And we are 80 years old today, or this year.
Not today. This year.
This year.
And that's Atlantic.
Atlantic is 80 years old, and so we'll be having a little special program in our April meeting. And BPW Iowa is 95 years old this year, so... We're not a new organization, and we would love to have new members. We meet the third Wednesday night of every month and have a meeting and an educational program and no age limit.
And I always think of BPW as one of those groups that it's educational, it's about leadership, a lot of different things, but I see you being such good friends to each other.
Oh, yes. I've made so many friends. I go to all the state meetings, which I think is really important. And made friends, you know, all over the state, and of course, our own group. We're we're a close-knit group, and, you know, anybody needs anything, we're there.
You're active, and you're also the biggest group in Iowa.
Yes, we are. We're the largest organization in Iowa.
That's amazing.
It is. It is.
But, again, you know, I've not been a member, but I know a lot of you, and I see things that happen. And it is, I think, because you are so active. There's something there for everybody. You can be really, really, really involved, or you can not.
Right. Really, the only thing we request you to participate in is our craft show. We ask you to come and work and either bake pies or donate some money.
And that's twice a year. So that's coming up March 28th at the Cass County Community Center. And scholarships, remember that there's the Iowa one is due the 18th next week.
Yes.
Day after St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
And the others are due April 1st. And so do you want to give Jolene's contact again for that?
Okay, contact Jolene Rocker. It's 712-249-7700. Or her email is jolene.rocker@greatwesternbank.com.
All right.
And she's at the Great Western. You could probably give her a call there, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Margaret Sontag, for coming in. And
thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Those who keep themselves and their minds focused on what is good, positive, true, and solid will gain wisdom.